And welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike. It's 12:17 on a gorgeous afternoon, and we're joined by Jonathan Wegner and TR, and they're here to talk about Flight Pro. What is Flight Pro?
Flight Pro is a flight planning and navigation app for Android, simply put.
Okay, and how long has you had the application out on the market?
It's been around for a while. We've just recently expanded the capabilities of the product. And we relaunched it as Flight Pro maybe about 6 months ago and added a whole bunch of features. And we've got a very aggressive feature schedule and roadmap. So we're just rolling all this new stuff out right now.
And so, is this your first year at EAA?
This is because, yeah. As you can tell from my accent, I'm not from around these parts. So I'm getting to do the airshow circuit this year, finally. I used to do a lot of this back in Australia. I used to work with Raytheon Company, and every year I was at the air shows there. So yes, this is my first time here.
So how do you find the customer base here, and what's the acceptance been?
It's been really, really good, actually. The acceptance has been very high. I think one of the challenges is there's some really great products out there for iOS, and they got into the market first. So Apple may not have been first to get the products out there. However, people know about them. So now that there's these really great Android devices that I think, for the most part, are superior to the Apple products. Apple has great marketing, all the power to them, but there is products that are far more suited to the cockpit and to the pilot than what, you know, the competitors may do. So, for example, you're looking at a product like the Nexus, which is a Android tablet. It starts at around $170, $180, so it's very affordable. It's like a buy it once, forget about it. You don't have to really worry about it. But it's got, you know, 40% brighter screen. It's got better heat tolerances, all that kind of thing. So it creates a better platform and better experience for the pilot. But again, it's all about choice. So we feel that it's been a bit of a challenge educating people. But every day we hear people say, I tried it, and I tried my friend's tablet running Flight Pro, and I'm converted. They're keeping their iPad at home. Great product for home entertainment, and getting a product that's what they feel is better in the cockpit environment for what they need to do when they need to do it.
Now, there's a large variety of Android tablets, mm-hmm. and you know, in different size screens, different memory sizes, yeah. and you know, some have SD cards, some don't.
Yeah.
And how does that it make it harder or easier for your application and
easier.
Programming for it?
I have to say, well, I don't want to speak on the behalf of iOS programmers. I've been on that side and I know it very well. But I think that Apple provides a very safe environment for them to be able to develop. And it's great because you get a very consistent user experience across that. However, a lot of people don't want to venture into Android because it is far more broader and it has a lot more adaptability. And programming for it is more difficult. But once you get it right, it is really rewarding because it'll work on any sort of tablet. So for example, Flight Pro works great on a handheld phone, for example. You can program or, you know, plan your flight on that, save it, then jump into your plane. You might have your phablet or your full-size tablet or whatever you feel is best for your environment, and it's already there. And the experience is identical between the two devices or however many devices you have.
And TR, I see you have the application out on your tablet there, and unfortunately we're on radio and not TV, but can you just give us a list of the main features?
Yeah, absolutely. And before I do that, I want to touch a little bit more on, you know, the most common question we're asked is, why Android? Why did we choose Android as a platform? Because of, you know, the challenges that Jonathan already mentioned. But not only is the hardware just more capable, more powerful, brighter screens, less glare, but you have more than 100 devices that will run our software. So for instance, as you can see, I'm running this on a 6-inch tablet that's half the thickness of an iPad. So it's very comfortable in a small cockpit, such as the L39 that we flew in from Houston. Even an iPad mini would not be suitable for such an airplane.
Looks like even your producer was interested. She
cranked it. I saw that
thing. Wow, that's nice.
We have a few people who like technology around here.
Really? You guys too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Well, that's, you know, the other thing is the price of entry. And, you know, some of our competitors with iOS, you need to get the best iPad that has the GPS in it. And by the time you're almost at $1,000. And we have the app running really great on some tablets that are $170, which are more capable than than the iPad. So we wanted to really, a student pilot struggles with the cost of everything, right? I mean, every dollar counts. And I know you guys, if you're anything like me, you probably pumped gas and mowed lawns to be able to afford flight training. So
still do.
Yeah, same here. It's doesn't go quite as far for gas for the L39, but we try. We want to make the cockpit a safer place and improve situational awareness, and we believe the best way to do that is to decrease the cost of entry. And that's one of the reasons that we chose Android. Which it's also challenging because we want to provide a premium product, and I believe we have.
I think that it's not just about price, though. The way that we built this is from the ground up. So everyone that's involved is in the aviation industry, and somehow, you know, there are the pilots. We've got guys that work for NASA working with us. We've got people that fly every day, everywhere, and those that have worked in various different associated industries. But we know what a pilot wants at the end of the day. You know, you want, you know, simplicity. You want the data when you need it, rather than having to dig around for it. And you don't want to be overwhelmed either. TI hit the nail on the head. We want to increase situational awareness and we want to increase safety. And to do that, you need to provide, you know, the information that a pilot needs rather than bombard them with information. So I feel that what we've been able to do is create a very simplified approach to flight planning and navigation, and able to manage that data as required and pretty much on cue. And so we have several different features that follow that frame of mind and thinking.
So let's take just a generic flight. If I want to go out flying and I'm going to go from Oshkosh to Texas, I don't know.
Good choice.
And that's what really sets us apart from the competitors. So everyone is providing the same information. Okay, we all get it from the same sources. It's just the way that we display it to the pilot. And these other companies have been set in this, what we call the legacy UI.
UX kind UX, of experience.
Because sure. That's what, you know, we're trained that this is how a device works. I have to have this many buttons and menus. And what we've tried to do is really streamline that process. So our flight planning, I mean, I could put in right now if we wanted to fly a Victor Airway, if we wanted the entire routing, and it presents me all the information I need is right there in front of me. I don't have to click 12 times to find one frequency or one runway length. We do have some very cool features that set us apart from the competition, and one of my favorite is Runway Finder, and we developed this because I was flying in a busy airport at night, VFR, in the middle of a city. And I don't know if you guys have done this, but...
Of course.
Yeah, okay. So it's one runway between all this sea of lights. It's almost impossible to tell where it is and which runway it is. So we created a tool that allows you to choose a runway. It's called Runway Finder, but we almost should call it Threshold Finder because it will put you on the threshold of that runway. For instance, it might say you need a 2,000 foot per minute descent rate, bearing 320, bam, you're on the threshold of that runway.
So no guessing, no calculations. Sure. It gives you very clear and precise instructions so you can get down.
Yeah, we're visiting with Jonathan and TR from FlightPro. And just to continue, your customer base, do you see it as primarily general aviation or also business aviation?
Right now it is primarily private, but we're getting a lot of interest from business right now. I think it's due to the fact that it can almost be BYO device. So, you know, they don't have to specifically go out and pick all these or one specific device for the business. So they like the flexibility and the idea behind it. There is other things that we're in talks about, creating very specific features for certain businesses. But right now, it's primarily the private flyer.
Sure.
So I can see that you have a VFR sectional on your thing.
Correct.
People on the radio obviously can't see that. But what other maps and features does it have? If you could just kind of run down the list, because people can't see it here.
Yeah, again, you know, it's the same data is being presented that all of our competitors have. Like, we get it from the same source. So it's the VFR sectionals, it's the approach plates, it's, you know, the low-end routes, the high-end routes, the jet routes, the jet charts. But some features that set us apart, for instance, I mentioned the Runway Finder. Another really unique feature is a point of interest search. This actually came about when we were flying a helicopter to dinner one night and we needed to land at the restaurant, but it's not on the chart, obviously. So you can actually search. I could search your home address right now and it will put in a waypoint at your home address. Yeah. And we could fly over your house and take pictures if we want to. So there are about a dozen features. We don't have time to go over them all, but there are things that are unique to FlightPro that no one else.
But in regards to the charts, I would like to talk about them just for a quick moment. We do have a a pattern algorithm that we use to parse all of the charts and create the most compact file format possible. We also treat them in a certain way to make them very legible and readable as well. So yes, we may have the same charts as everyone else because we all have the FAA charts, but what we do to them is unique to us.
So if I wanted to download the app and load everything here in the United States, for example, how much space is that going to take up on Flight Pro?
It'll take up several gigs. I don't have the exact numbers on me, but yeah, it'll be, you know, I think sub 10 gigabytes, but I'd have to ask our developer on that.
Now, can you store that data to an external card?
Yes, you can.
Of course. Yeah.
Another advantage over an
Absolutely.
Device.
Absolutely.
Apple device.
Yeah. So you can pretty much sort of plug and play if you will.
We have a 30-day free trial. We encourage everyone to go and download it and give us a try. We've had an overwhelming response so far. Everybody's been really impressed with the app, and we have a really great community of subscribers. So that's our favorite part of this.
It's great being at the show and seeing all of our customers come past. And I think one thing that also sets us apart is the fact that we have a very strong user base. They give us a lot of feedback. We work with them to develop features and, you know, continually improve the app. A friend of ours, we lent him I think it was a Nexus tablet or some kind of tablet with Flight Pro preloaded to it. And he used it for a week and he said, I've bought my own Android tablet. I'm using it now exclusively. I love the app. So it's always a real pleasant surprise to see how people respond to the app.
We very much appreciate hearing about this. Can you just share your general impressions of EA with us now, since this is your first time here? Is this
besides awesome? No, it truly is an amazing show here. There's just so much to see, and it's very well represented by, I think, all the major manufacturers and vendors, and that it's really great to be exposed to that.
Have you had a chance to get around and see some more things?
Not a lot. We've been just overwhelmed with customers, but it's been great, what little I've seen.
It really is an amazing experience, and you would think after 5 or 6 days of hearing airplane noise nonstop, you would, you know, get tired of that, but you really don't. And the folks at EAA put on, they do such a good job of organizing everything. I mean, for how much happens here, it really is a well-oiled machine, so...
Yeah,
that's
really
great.
Impressed by that.
Well, we're glad you're here.
We really appreciate you coming in. And this has been Jonathan Wagner and TR from Flight Pro and the Flight Pro app for Android.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good week.
Thanks, you too.
This is